This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Sunday, June 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Dallas Jones. We saw more historic terror attacks on London Bridge last night. And with the poor Brits being chased into local bars and being hacked up with large knives until police killed them, the classic case of the disarmed slaves, here is the Prime Minister responding to this.
Shortly before 10 past 10 yesterday evening, the Metropolitan Police received reports that a white van had struck pedestrians on London Bridge. It continued to drive from London Bridge to Borough Market, where three terrorists left the van and attacked innocent and unarmed civilians with blades and knives. All three were wearing what appeared to be explosive vests, but the police have established that this clothing was fake and worn only to spread panic and fear. As so often in such serious situations, the police responded with great courage and great speed. Armed officers from the Metropolitan Police and the City of London Police arrived at Borough Market within moments and shot and killed the three suspects. The terrorists were confronted and shot by armed officers within 8 minutes of the police receiving the first emergency call. Seven people have died as a result of the attack, in addition to the three suspects shot dead by the police. 48 people are being treated in several hospitals across London. Many have life-threatening conditions. This is, as we all know, the third terrorist attack Britain has experienced in the last 3 months.
Islamic attack.
In March, a similar attack took place just around the corner on Westminster Bridge.
And they're only going to intensify.
2 weeks ago, the Manchester Arena was attacked by a suicide bomber, and now London has been struck once more. And at the same time, the security and intelligence agencies and police have disrupted five credible plots since the Westminster attack in March.
That's why they had to put troops on the streets.
In terms of their planning and execution, the recent attacks are not connected. But we believe we are experiencing a new trend in the threat we face, as terrorism breeds terrorism.
ISIS has announced that.
Perpetrators are inspired to attack, not only on the basis of carefully constructed plots after years of planning and training,
through the internet,
and not even as lone attackers radicalized online, but by copying one another and often using the crudest of means of attack. We cannot and must not pretend that things can continue as they are. While the recent attacks are not connected by common networks, they are connected in one important sense. They are bound together by the single evil ideology of Islamist extremism that preaches hatred, sows division, and promotes sectarianism.
That's right, call it what it is,
Islamic. It is an ideology that claims our Western values of freedom, democracy, and human rights are incompatible with the religion of Islam. It is an ideology that is a perversion of Islam and a perversion of the truth. No. Defeating this ideology is one of the great challenges of our time, but it cannot be defeated through military intervention alone. It will not be defeated through the maintenance of a permanent defensive counter-terrorism operation, however skillful its leaders are.
It's got to be done by not bringing third world Muslims in.
It will only be defeated when we turn people's minds away from this violence and make them understand that our values, pluralistic British values,
they don't want
are
that
superior
value
to anything.
They want to take you over.
It's cancer. Of hate.
All right, that's enough.
There is, to be frank.
We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and walk through all this. Most folks understand what's happening here. Some of my listeners, and I see that on Infowars.com, are saying, Alex, you know, you're the guy that popularized the term false flag or inside job. This is all staged. The staging is Soros and the globalists bringing in 5 million military-age men the last 6 years into Europe. the staging is knowing they're getting trained in all this, and our government's backing the Arab Spring under Obama and others, and Hillary. So, yes, it is staged. The terrorists.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Of horror, 7 dead, 45 injured, 3 attackers killed, throats cut, ISIS warned days before general election, run, hide, tell, Trump urged an end to political correctness, Prime Minister May slams internet companies for allowing terror ideology online, calls for international regulations. Right there's the danger. You don't want to ship in 5 million military-age men. There's been about 6.5 million refugees the last 5 years into Europe and the U.K. That's official Interpol numbers. 80% are estimated to be military-age men. They've got other polls out where 98% of the so-called teenagers are also men. So they're not children or teenagers coming in. Now, do you ban everybody's free speech and have a big internet police force internationally to stop Islamic terror? Or do you stop bringing people in from the failed state of Libya, the failed state of Syria, the failed state of Iraq? Obviously, you stop bringing in the people that are doing the attacks. But let's go further. The EU, the United Nations, the different Soros funds that are openly funding the Arab Spring, that are openly funding and promoting all this jihadist garbage. They need to get in trouble for what they've done. And they need to stop financing the most radical forms of Islam to go around conquering the Middle East. It is a fact that there are a lot of America haters in this world. And it is a fact there are a lot of globalists that are trying to destroy the freedoms we have in the West and the middle class, and that they are allied with the most nasty, despicable, disgusting, murderous forms of Orthodox Wahhabi Islam. Now, you think about Europe. 5 million military-age men, many of them off the battlefields of the Middle East, who kill each other in their own towns and cities, one-upping each other on who's the most Islamic. You bring in these radicalized people that are constantly competing with each other for who can be more backward. Then you have the left that's so busy apologizing for him and who's been endorsing him so long, they will never say that they were in the wrong. So they'll never back off defending it. And I've got stacks of news articles here today. They're also up on Infowars.com, where you've got major newspapers and major publications saying, let's not be mean to Muslims. Let's back off. Let's not say this is an Islamic attack. Remember, Obama would never call terror Islamic terror or radical Islamic terror. And you see Kathy Griffin last week holding up the AKA ISIS severed head of Trump. And you've got Katy Perry pushing open borders. And you've got Ariana Grande pushing it. And then the Islamists just go and attack the very people that have been supporting bringing them in. That's because in the whacked out Islamic ideology, it's not controlled by the globalist. It's just let in. The doors just opened. It hates liberals, gays, lesbians, rock and roll, pop music, women going around in miniskirts. They went and targeted a bunch of teenagers, you know, dressed up, in many cases, provocatively, because that's what drives radical Orthodox Islam up a wall. They kill women that go out dressed like that in public. They rape women, and if the woman complains, she's charged with adultery. She's charged with the sex crime. That's a fact. Almost every Muslim nation is 99% Muslim or 100%. Unless you count guest workers, a lot of Hindus they bring in for guest work. Everybody brings in the Indians for work because they're hard-working, smart folks. 99% Muslim. Why is that? Because they're not tolerant. And Saudi Arabia and Qatar and all the rest of them know what to do. They export their 68% under the age of 30, their giant young male population. They say, you want living space? Go to Syria. Go to Egypt. Go take over the other Muslim countries. Or go into Turkey and go into Europe. Don't come here. Saudi Arabia has taken year-to-date during the refugee crisis that the UN helped engineer by destroying the Middle East, by bringing in the Arab Spring, and the Peter Sutherland of the UN program and all of them, George Soros, all openly announced, come to Europe, it's all free, come here. They create the crisis, they create the environment, they open the borders, and then they bring in 5 million men, military-age men, another million or so women and children. You watch the videos of thousands coming in, none of them are old men, none of them are old women, because they're being sent on the jihad. There's, what, 5 pillars of jihad? And you've also got to go to Mecca at least once in life for the Hajj? But bigger than the Hajj is when the jihad comes, the physical jihad, you go forth. And ISIS said 4 years ago, you can Google this, ISIS announces plans to use refugees to flood Europe. Type it in, you'll get Infowars.com and Zero Hedge First from 2014. 4 years ago, 5 years ago. You'll get, with their announcements, us writing about it. Then it was in the Daily Mail and the Associated Press a few years later. We did the flashback today. Flashback. U.S. may have let dozens of terrorists in the country's refugees. Yeah, that's nothing. Type in this exactly, and then put Infowars.com on the end of it and click web. Because you're clicking news, you're getting new stuff. If you're a radio listener, we're on TV too, I'm directing them. Type in, ISIS announces plan to use refugees to flood Europe. There it is. That's September 8, 2015. That's one of the older ones. Flashback, ISIS threatens to send 500,000 migrants to Europe as psychological weapon. They go on to announce embedded within them are ISIS fighters. Now estimated 3,000 in England, 500 plots they've stopped or that are ongoing. That was last week. So, again, we're acting like this is a mystery. We said, you're bringing in people out of failed Syria, failed Libya, where our governments went, funded the revolutions to overthrow secular governments in Egypt as well, then put radicals in charge that blow up every church, murder every Christian, kill every Jew, every Shiite, every non-radical Muslim they can get their hands on. And I'm not saying all the Shiites some of them aren't radical, but they're nothing compared to the Wahhabis, because 80% of Islam is Sunni. And the whip, the guy keeping it in line, is the Wahhabist. That's the Gestapo of Islam. That's the enforcer. That's the head choppers. That's the sell the girls into sex slavery people. And you see this bizarre behavior where we're told, go along with it, give in to it, submit to it. They'll be nice if you just shut up. And all over the world, Italy and everywhere else is flooded with millions and millions and millions. And look at the photos. Look at the videos. None of them are women. I looked at big old jumbo photos this weekend. You know, those giant megapixels you can blow up and, you know, zoom in. And I was looking at one of a whole shipload getting off of like over 1,000 people. And I saw one woman. We're talking 1 out of 1,000. I mean, it is crazy. But when you see the news, it's the few women or the few children. They'll have a photo op with, you know, a dead baby. It turns out staged, you know, on the Italian coast or the coast of places like Greece. And then Soros is admittedly, with thousands of boat rides a week, has these huge Zodiac boats, rubber boats, 100 feet long, going back and forth, waiting just 10 miles off of Libya in international waters, shepherding him, funded by the Islamic groups to do it. And U.S. taxpayers. And EU money. Taxpayers are paying to bring this in to create a clash of civilizations so then they can then say, we've got to regulate the internet. We've got to take free speech. There it is. Soros-linked undesirable NGOs funded ISIS-linked refugee boats to EU. There it is. It links to mainstream news. So, you bring them in, they create the crisis. Oh, we got to get rid of internet or, internet freedom now, something Soros openly said he wants. Oh, we got to have an international group do it. Oh, we've got to take your rights away now. We've got to set up checkpoints on the highways. But we're going to bring in more of the Islamicists. And I'm not bashing May or even the police themselves. The cops I talk to, the FBI I talk to, get this. They get that it's treason at the top. But even the right-wing response of May is actually a response to take UK citizens' rights when the problem is letting these jihadists go back and forth to Libya where the bombers and attackers have been from and other Islamic countries. We'll be back with so much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add auto ship, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off coil silver. You sign up for auto ship, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
See, the multinationals admit this. It's come out in the news lately that Facebook targets insecure, basically people that don't have a good family life or no family life at all, to try to turn them into liberals by manipulating their psychology to make them think that Facebook and things like that are their family and actually cares about them, so they can then exploit them with getting them further into a bad position. And so the left is all about betrayal. It's all about being poor. It's all about thinking it's cool to be poor. And it's all about wanting to pull down the middle class and make other people as poor as you are. This is just the cold-blooded psychological warfare system of the elites. So, of course, George Soros, one of the greatest dirtbags the world's ever seen, has pumped tens of billions of dollars into funding orthodox radical Islam spreading, because it's cancer. It destroys everything it touches. He's always trying to crash currencies. He's always trying to bring down Western countries. You ask why? Because he is a truly despicable, horrible person. He's a demon. And he overthrew the elected government in Ukraine. He's trying to start World War III with Russia. Russia's fighting radical Islam. So he is at loggerheads with them because he supports anything truly cancerous because it's his nature. And so that's what's happening at the higher levels. The lower levels, the left are just capitulators. And so they see Christians and conservatives in the way of them conquering America and getting control of the middle class as a milk cow, as their food, as their slaves. And the parasite sees Islam as radical and pushy, but it's outside. It's not America. It's not Christian. They've been trained to hate America, hate Christianity. The minorities, many of which have been trained to be racist, is very, very sad. The whites have been trained to kind of control and manipulate that. They're liberals. And so Islam is a natural ally in this delusional behavior. And now they brought in the incompatible Islamicist. And now the social engineering starts. Oh, you've got to accept Islam. You've got to wear hijabs. You've got to make it fashionable. You've got to give into it. You've got to not criticize it or it'll kill you. You haven't been tolerant enough. That's why this happened. So even during the knifing and you know, running over folks with cars, I've got clips here where SJW, a social justice warrior, a trendy in London, rebukes a fellow citizen. Inside a restaurant in London, as police enter the premises in pursuit of three jihadists wielding knives, one person shouts, "Those Muslim effers," to which the SJW says, "Don't shout that, you expletive idiot. It's not all Muslims." So you are in a restaurant with guys with knives stabbing people, and you're worried about saying the effing Muslim went that way. I mean, you can't go to the Muslim nations and be a Christian and even walk down the street. You can't go to many areas of London or Brussels, Belgium, or Paris, France, and walk around. We've proven that with our own reporters. But that's okay, because they don't have to be accepting. You see a woman walking around in areas of London without a hood over her head, they'll beat the living snot out of her. That's okay, because that's your culture. And we're supposed to accept the most radical forms of Islam that is dominating Islam right now, that is the referendum, that is the Reformation. People say, where is the Reformation of Islam? You're seeing Islam. And they're going right back to the fundamentals of the Quran and what it said to do. Now, I've read the Quran. Muhammad would say, you can do it this way, on this, or you can do it that way. People say it's kind of schizophrenic. No, I mean, the Bible does that too, where it's like, you know, it's multifaceted. There's different ways to do things. But there's people interpreting the Quran where they can lie, cheat, steal, kill whoever they want. Everything in the house of Islam is the house of Islam. Everything else outside of it is the house of war. And Islam, because its population's doubled the last 30 years, oh yeah, they've gone from 700 million to 1.4 million Muslims conservatively. It's about to be 3 billion. Most of the world's population growth, as it goes from 7.5 to 10 billion, is going to be Muslim. So, of course, the globalists have teamed up with it. It's the future. You didn't have kids. The average Muslim's having 4 kids. The average Japanese, 1.2. Mommy and daddy have, on average, 1.2 children. Italy, 1.3. Italy's gone. Okay, what do you replace it with? Uneducated North African Muslims? Men? Who literally wipe their butt with their hands? I mean, you know, this is what... that George Soros is going to program the future of the world. Why don't they bring in Brazilians or something to repopulate Europe? I don't care if they're brown people, just not kill all the women, run around and blow everything up. But see, the globalists want Islam because it's antithetically anti-Western, which creates middle classes, creates true liberalism, and the globalists can't compete with that. I got a few clips I want to play. Here is Saqib Khan, the new London stand Islamic mayor, who's invited in Muslims and said, I know Uncle Tom, he really said that, I'm going to call for really Islamic takeover. Every attack, he says, oh, it's no big deal. Get used to it. It's part of life. You know, a few weeks ago at the theater bombing, we played that clip, you know, at the Grande concert. The new one is, no need to be alarmed, London's safest global city for firearm deaths, but it's one of the most dangerous for muggings, rapes, attacks. I mean, it's legendarily dangerous for getting mugged. You know, anybody read Oliver Twist? I mean, you know, hundreds of years ago, they knew it's a dangerous city. You don't want to walk around in certain, you know, most areas after nighttime. Or you better look like you know what you're doing. But he says, no need to worry. Everything's wonderful. By the way, more Muslims, more. And then he'll play the part as the conciliatory. Oh, I'm the nice Muslim. We need to tap down on these, but let's all celebrate Islam. Let's accept Islam. Come together. That means the Muslims will stop killing us if we just are nice to it. And the Westerners go, yeah, we'll bend over to it and teach our daughters how to wear hijabs. Just, you know, at culture days. He's like, yes, good friend. You know what you do. And then they admit this is the plan. Because they don't want a melting pot. They want to take over. Here it is.
My message to Londoners and visitors to our great city is to be calm and vigilant today. You will see an increased police presence today, including armed officers and uniformed officers. There's no reason to be alarmed by this. We are the safest global city in the world. You saw last night, as a consequence of our planning, our preparation and the rehearsals that take place, the swift response from the emergency services attacking the terrorists and also helping the injured.
The terrorist. He's going to keep us safe from the terrorist. It's like the IRA, you know, had Sinn Féin that was the friendly, loving, good cop, and the IRA that was blowing stuff up and killing people. At least the IRA didn't want to chop your daughter's genitals off, put a hood on her head, and there wasn't 1.4 billion of the IRA. And the IRA was their own country. They'd been conquered. They'd been taken over. So they were coming across and blowing a few things over here to say, get out of our country. And I'm not even endorsing that. The point is, the IRA were little sweetie pies with their agenda and their ideology compared to the Muslims. But they had their good cop, bad cop, is my point of bringing up the IRA. And Khan is the Sinn Féin of Islam. He's the nice guy. Oh, they just blew you up and killed you. I'm going to be nice to you. Kiss my butt and do whatever I say and the bad man won't kill you. Okay? I'm not going to hurt you, but he is. Got how that works? Yeah, Khan, we know who's calling the shots.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on.
So here's the bottom line. This is how Islam's worked for 1,400 years.
For a long time.
Or longer. 1,500 years.
For a long time. Sooner or later, we gotta cut you.
Starting in and around Mecca and where the different Silk Road trade caravan routes came together. Very small group of Bedouin slave traders basically codified a religion by amalgamating a bunch of the religions, Christianity, Judaism, and other things that were crossing there at the trade routes, there at those four corners. And Islam always expands, acts friendly when it's on outskirts by new groups, infiltrates, moves in, gets a stronghold, and once they hit about 10%, they start killing everybody, including Muslims that don't want to go along with it, so that the other people in the towns and cities that they've invaded start moving out and pushing into other areas. It's very simple. They come in, they act all friendly, they say, oh, we're not the radical Muslims. Then as soon as their numbers get to 10%, it's always the same, the terror attacks start. Then there's the loving local Muslims that tell you, oh, we're trying to fight this, just submit to us, go along, come to the mosque, learn about what real Islam is, Stockholm Syndrome, basically, join us and we won't kill you, or the bad guys won't kill you. So they recruit while they know some won't be recruited. They will flee. First the neighborhood, then the town, then the city, then the state, then the country. And that's fine. They then come in and take over the buildings and farms and castles and factories and facilities you built. And once they get up to about 30%, they then have a tax levied on non-Muslims living in the area. But then once they get up to about 50%, they go ahead and drive you out or kill you. And this is in the Quran how to do it. It is a takeover plan by a guy that took over much of Saudi Arabia, what's Saudi Arabia today, before he died. So it is an exact plan. You can go read the book he wrote, and you can go read the books that then the other imams and folks wrote under two different schools. You have the Shiites who believe you've got to be directly related to the Prophet Muhammad. Of course, that's the minority group because you don't have as many preachers because there's not as many folks related to Muhammad. That's why you look at the Ayatollahs in Iran and stuff, they all look the same because they're related to Muhammad. I mean, that's direct royal religious lineage of Muhammad. You're looking at it. The Shiites were a lot smarter. They go, we're going to follow what Muhammad said, but anybody that's a teacher and popular can lead, and they've taken over. Little bit smarter ideology. We don't care if you're black. We don't care if you're white. We don't care if you're Asian. We don't care if you're Hispanic. We don't care if you're Native American. You get a big following, you can become an imam. You can lead a jihad. That's why a lot of former white supremacists in Europe are converting to Islam. They see the writing on the wall. They want to be in a gang. They want to have all the women as their slaves. They're becoming leaders in it. And you know what? The Wahhabists go, we want white guys running it. In fact, you can kind of say it's really not racist. The left kind of allies with it because it thinks it's anti-white. That's not really what you're looking at. That's why most of the big leaders now in Europe and the U.S. are white Muslim leaders. And you'll see a lot of their testimonies online. They're like, yeah, I was in prison, 22, and the Aryan Nations didn't know what to do. And then I heard the imam, and now I'm 40 years old, and I run a big mosque, and my life's good. Ha ha, blessed be the prophet. You're just like, wow, wow, this is dangerous. This is dangerous. But see, Western governments are thinking just the next few decades takeover-wise. They think they can mop up Islam later, and they want to be allied with Islam so that they can use it again to take our rights, take our liberties, take our free speech online, ban everybody's free speech, instead of just banning Orthodox radical Muslims coming in. And that's what may, oh, we need international groups to control the internet. Well, that's already what Obama and Soros did before Obama left office. They're recruiting in the mosque. The main ideology comes out of the internet. It's true. Big internet providers let ISIS and Al-Qaeda push their garbage. And then when I put out a video criticizing them, YouTube, that's Google, and Facebook, that's Zuckerberg, and Twitter routinely ban my videos and say, you're promoting hate by simply showing what the Muslims are doing. We don't even show them cutting the heads off. We just show their statements, how they're going to kill us, how they're going to get all the women. So if you want to know how they operate, that's how they do it. Now I've got some other clips I want to play. Here's Nigel Evans. Why do they hate Trump so much? Member of the British Parliament. He's saying, why do they hate them so much? Because he remembers the forgotten people, and that's what Trump's doing. Trump's bringing America back. He's promoting the basic system that made us the greatest country on earth, and we see incredible job numbers, incredible stock market numbers, incredible new business numbers, despite the fact they're doing everything they can to stop him, because Trump isn't out to get us, and Trump is anti-globalist, and Trump is the real deal. The proof is in the pudding, and that's why the Islamicists and the corrupt Pope and all of them hate him. A global carbon tax, $100 trillion per decade, paid to the UN and private interests, and the U.S. and Europe are the only ones have to implement, but 167 countries like China have zero cuts. It's total deindustrialization. Trump's 100% right. He's just not trying to kill the country. It's a no-brainer, and thank God he gave that incredible speech on Thursday. I couldn't believe how powerful it was. I want to play a report dealing with the ISIS sympathizers, like the left and the folks covering up for Islam. Do they really know what they're doing? Because despite all Bill Maher's problems, at least he realizes Islam's a threat. But all the rest of them won't say a word. We've got a report on Kathy Griffin. It's very powerful, by John Bowen. We'll be getting to premiering here on air. Now, to continue here, I want to just take a few minutes out to break something down here. I'm going to take calls, by the way, in the second hour. We extended the Memorial Day specials through this weekend. They're going to end tomorrow. I can't have them go to Tuesday because Secret 12, the methyl cobalamin and vitamin B12 already sold out. Survival Shield, as I told you, is continually selling out. It's getting harder and harder to get the Deep Earth super high-quality iodine crystals that nobody else has got. We've got the Brain Force Nootropic, super high-quality. Knockout Sleep Aid's amazing, 50% off, all natural. We're talking 65% off colloidal silver, 30% off Super Male Vitality. Survival Shield back in stock, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off. Knockout, 50. All Trump t-shirts to get them out there, even though they're selling really good right now. At cost, 75% off. Because normally they're $19.95. They cost us $5, so that's $5. We're selling them at cost. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. But when we discount stuff like this, we need to sell a lot of it to be able to fund the operation. Z-Shield's our great heavy metal detoxer that Dr. Group developed. We just got that in about 3 weeks ago. It's going to sell out soon. Five-star reviews. Thousands and thousands of reviews. Anthroplex is like the, not really the poor man's, but it's the dry version. It's even stronger per capita, but it's less in price. Super Male Vitality. We've got Biome Defense, the amazing probiotic developed by Dr. Group. InfoWarsLife.com. We have a bio PCA hair and nail formula. Prostaguard. All of it available. Oxy powder, flush the guts out, naturally with high-level oxygen. We have oil of oregano from the Mediterranean, the highest quality. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we've got to end this special because some of the stuff I just mentioned sold out. In fact, they were good about actually taking that off here because that is sold out. So good job Tim came in on Sunday to take that off, this plug, because it sold out Saturday. That's pure methylcobalamin, highest quality organic. It's the same stuff you inject. I'm not saying inject it because it's not certified, you know, from a pharmacist to do that. But it's legal to get non-prescription when it's the pure methylcobalamin. When you take it under your tongue, just drip it on there. That's sold out. So a lot of this stuff is going to sell out at these prices. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. We also have the new personal care shampoo, zinc oxide sunscreen, and more, and Emmerich's Essentials. That's 25% off when you sign up for auto ship. Everything else is 10% off. So that'd be 75% off of colloidal silver.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158. 1-800-981-5008.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to open the phones up in the second hour on what happened at London Bridge, what happened with all the other car attacks and stabbing attacks and police being killed and bombings, little girls being blown up, and the left just covering it up constantly, Christians being murdered at escalation levels that are double what we just saw 5 years ago. Christians account for more than half of all religious persecution in the world, even according to the UN, and almost all of it is Islamic. So why is the left so allied with this? 877-789-ALEX is the Sunday number to call, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. And if you're calling from England, you will go to the head of the line. So again, that's 877-789-ALEX. There is the number. Now, I mentioned this earlier. I didn't get to it. Trump is being demonized and attacked because he's really doing what he said he'd do, or he's fighting hard to get it done, killing TPP, pulling us out of the Paris climate deal that was giant taxes and the shutdown of coal plants and power plants and factories only in Europe and America. But see, our elites had made deals with China and India and others, not for their people, but for the elites, to go build the factories there in totally dirty conditions. And Trump had that spectacular press conference last week that we played clips of and carried live. It was just so amazing, wasn't it? To see that happen and to see the truth come out in a 45-minute press conference, and it made them so mad. And they're like, the headlines today are Trump stomping the earth, Trump killing the earth. Because of carbon dioxide that's at the lowest levels ever recorded in the last 50 years? Used to be hundreds and hundreds of times higher? If you go back to the development of this planet, what plants live off of, then they produce the oxygen we live off of, the carbon cycle's almost broken. I've talked to top planetologists, top astrophysicists, top climate experts. Planetologist is a Frank Herbert term for climatologist. And they all concur that we believe we're losing the atmosphere like Mars did sometime in the distant past. So here's Nigel Evans. Trump is president. This is in Parliament. Takes a lot of courage to do this in the UK for actually doing what he said he'd do. And he's really doing it. And he's got the whole corrupt elite, including Kathy Griffin, throwing what they've got at him. Here it is.
Don't you find it difficult to understand that the American people voted for Donald Trump? Get over it, because he's president of the United States. And what I would say for all of us here, and this actually includes myself, is that we have to ask ourselves, why is it that people felt so left behind that they made the democratic decisions that they've had, which we think we can't understand, some of us. How can you possibly vote for Brexit? How can you possibly vote for Donald Trump? And the fact is that the people have. These were the forgotten people. And just like we had the forgotten people in the United Kingdom, there are the forgotten people in the United States of America. We may not like some of the things that he says, and I certainly don't like some of the things that he said in the past. But I do respect the fact that he stood on a platform which he is now delivering. He's going to go down in history as being roundly condemned for being the only politician to deliver on his promises.
Powerful. Trump will go down in history as being roundly criticized for the only politician to deliver on his promises. I mean, yeah, he's 70 years old. He was wrong. The FBI was conning him. He's figured it out now. They're like, sir, we need to have, at least the high levels, Connie, we need to have the code. They won't give us the code to the iPhone of the San Bernardino attackers. He goes, we got a warrant. They're killers. Open the phone up, Apple. He didn't understand. They wanted the code to get in the back door without a warrant to everybody's phone. Trump was wrong about that. He's been wrong about torture. He says I was wrong about that now. He's done more research. He's been wrong about a few other things, but he means well, and it's so refreshing, and all the special interests that have hijacked the country are angry. They don't like it. Meanwhile, she's coming here Tuesday, and look, I'm doing this because it's a big show. It makes big news, and I rarely do tape shows because they can really edit them deceptively, but I've decided to do media this month, and the first thing I'm doing The View, you name it, they want me all on, and I'm going to do it, because those are all live. But first is Megyn Kelly. Now, she told me, I'm going to interview Putin next week, I'm flying to Russia, don't tell anybody, that was an off-air discussion. And she said, but I want to talk to you right after. Well, now I can say, because, she got the Putin interview. And she goes, next on Alex Jones, and I'm not a heady person, I know why she wants it. And I'm not going to get into it, but she basically told me. Then it's Alex Jones, and it's Donald Trump. And I think she wants to show that she can be a little more non-biased so that she gets the Trump interview after he's been refusing for over a year. But then I see this display in St. Petersburg that I'm about to play where she hosted this deal that Putin was at, and then she interviewed Putin as well. I mean, I talked to her days before she flew there. And I love how the media then makes this big thing like, oh, is she really coming? Is Jones lying? Jones is fake news. Give me, I've been on The View. I've been on Nightline. I've been on 60 Minutes. I was on 60 Minutes 20 years ago. Jay Leno was talking about me 20 years ago. I mean, I've sold 15 million DVDs. I mean, we're on 200 plus stations, and
I don't need to sit there and say I'm big. It's crazy to sit there and watch the media. Oh, it's more like 10 million. I'm sorry. I was cutting some other stuff I sold, but my DVDs. I'm sitting there watching media all the time go, Internet host Alex Jones, Internet, I've dominated from the grassroots. That's a good thing. It's like saying Internet site Drudge, the biggest in the world. He's pathetic, though, because he's on the Internet. I've been on talk radio for 21 years. I've been on air for 22. I'm on over 200 radio stations. But what does it mean to say I'm Internet? Like the whole world isn't the Internet now. Or that I didn't dominate grassroots myself. Isn't that a badge of courage? A badge of success? It's like saying, Jones, who didn't go to college. I'm proud of that. If you went to college, great for you. I did this with the help of my audience. We did this organically. I mean, I did go to college, and it was a joke. The first year of RTF was learning about the history of radio, television, and film, and it was like a total waste of time. I said, I'm out of here. I'm going to go intern in radio. It doesn't even matter anymore. The point is that I just love how Jones claims Megyn Kelly, like this is the biggest thing. Oh, my gosh, Dateline NBC. I've been on Dateline NBC 3 times already. I was on Dateline NBC 12 years ago the first time, or 13 years ago. Again, it's how they play these games like they're Hollywood, they're big-time media, they're, you know. I almost didn't do the Megyn Kelly thing. I almost hope she cancels. That's why I'm even talking about this stuff, because I just don't even want to do it. I got a lot of stuff going on here. But then it feels weird when you turn down hundreds of interviews. It's like, might as well do it just to see what's going to happen. But then she goes and interviews Putin. Putin, we didn't protect Assad. We protect Syria from becoming Libya. Let's play that clip. Here it is.
Shifting gears to Syria, our president has said that you're backing an evil guy there. He said Assad is an evil guy. Do you believe that?
What? Believe in what? That Assad is an evil man?
Yes.
An evil guy?
You've
got to ask the other leaders who have communicated with Assad. He was more often in Europe after being elected than in Russia. It is not President Assad whom we are protecting there. We are protecting the Syrian statehood. We don't want there in Syria to be a situation similar to that in Libya or in Somalia or in Afghanistan. In Afghanistan, NATO has been present for many years, but this issue is not changing for the better. We want to preserve the Syrian statehood. And on the basis of resolving this fundamental issue, we would like them to move towards settling the Syrian issue through political means. Yes, probably everyone is there to blame for something, but let's not forget that were it not for an active interference from outside, the civil war would probably would not have broken out. What is...
And that's all true. I'm not some Putin guy. It's true. The globalists started the war 6 years ago. They funded Al-Qaeda and then ISIS to go in. Russia got invited in to stop it. Our military agreed, blocked Obama. And what Putin did and what Russia did was a good thing for everybody. And no, in America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today, fight their hearts out, and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about. Is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.